I don't know if we've ever had a time like we've had over the last couple of years. But in a way, it's been a master course on how to take all of the elements of the greatest teachings of all the various religions and spiritual practices and really having to put them to work in our life. Think about it. We've had to learn to overcome fear. We've had to learn to overcome depression. We've had to stay in the now. We've had to learn to breathe when we were under times of extreme stress. We've had to learn how to overcome worry. We've had to learn how to, take that time to appreciate every single day. So many amazing gifts that have been given through these very challenging times. And in this course, I want to go through each of those gifts and shine a light and some love and a lot of compassion to all of us through what we've had to learn over the course of these last couple of years. And look at it in a new light, as if it wasn't being done to us and forced upon us, but as if it was a gift given to us to actually put all the things that we need, all the tools that we already have within, to work in our lives so that we can transition to a higher level of awareness and of awakening. If we look at this amazing adventure we've gone through as a way to really be a master of our lives, then we can look at it in an entirely different inner perspective. It is such a gift to be able to learn to overcome stress. We sometimes put ourselves through things in our lives that are very difficult just to prove to ourselves we can do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you understand that sometimes we challenge ourselves in interesting ways? I know I do. And it's amazing how almost always my goals, which can be rather high goals, are accomplished. But also, there's a price. And sometimes we have to make an adjustment in our lives to accommodate the fact that we are in challenging times. We have to learn to accept. Just learn to accept and be okay with where we are and what we're going through. And that includes so many things, such as trust and faith and being able to go with the flow. Review the last couple of years. Just take a couple of breaths here and just as if you were looking at your life from a higher level of consciousness, your soul. Perhaps visualize yourself being on a mountaintop. A beautiful high mountaintop that's very, very much above the clouds of the world. In a perfect place of peace where there is no worries, there's no stress, there's no fear, there's just absolute love and understanding. And from this place, this beautiful perch on this mountaintop, look down at your life. And take a moment to realize how you have navigated and gotten through these last few years. Review the things that you've learned in a positive way. And take a moment to just celebrate and congratulate yourself on getting through these very challenging times. these times of testing, these times of making yourself into a higher version of yourself. Think of the things you might have learned. And take a moment to just be grateful. Just be very, very grateful for making it through these times, for being here, for being a person who's been able to get through, to find your purpose enough, to meditate, to look for the highest version of yourself. Be grateful that you had that strength and wisdom to know that you can be here now. And let's just take a moment of knowing that where you are right now, in this very moment, is okay. You are okay. How do you feel when you really believe that you are okay, that it's all okay? Allow yourself to absorb that energy right now, to truly absorb being all right. How does it feel? Do you feel at peace? Do you feel that you can breathe in deeply and maybe even take a little bigger breath and just sigh? Ah, just sigh and let go. Breathing in deeply and just letting go of all the things you've had to go through. Breathing in. And let's go into a little state of meditation here. Just being present. Breathing in. Just breathing. Allowing yourself to be the breath. Be that breath, breathing deeply in, holding your breath for a second or two, and just breathing out, releasing, 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 releasing. Ah, sigh again. And now let's scan the body. Let's scan the body. Scanning your whole set of your mind frequencies. Are the frequencies in your mind in tune with your soul? Now just allow yourself to sense and see and be in the frequencies that are in tune with your soul, that are aligned with your soul. Breathe that in and be aligned in that place of perfect light and love and peace so that your mind is in the light. You are in the enlightened place of your mind. And it feels so wonderful. Allow yourself to let that mind be at peace. And now just let that beautiful energy let go of any tension in your head. Maybe checking and scanning your ears and your eyes and your mouth and your jaw. And again, feeling that energy of peace moving now into your throat. And this is such a beautiful center, your creative center, your voice center. Let yourself feel your neck and all the alignment of your neck to your whole body. And let yourself feel that energy of blue aquamarine, creative blue energy there, just being still, being aligned and being at peace. Let any tension go and just feel that creative energy as a pool that you can be restored in. You can float in that beautiful energy of that blue aquamarine pool. There's nothing but peace, no stress, just love. You're floating in that love and you're allowing that love to carry you down into your heart. And feel your heart and just let your heart be enlightened with a beautiful pink glowing green lotus. A lotus in a field of green. A beautiful lotus emerging from the pool. Let that lotus blossom with love. Feel the wonderful love that comes when you're there at peace in your heart. And let that love light grow and grow and grow and expand through your whole body. Breathe it in and just feel good. Feel the good energy of that love in your heart. And now let this love spread to your third chakra, that golden glowing light of yellow. A golden yellow spinning with the light that fills all of your organs and releases any tension, any stress, just letting it go as you call in the light there. And the light fills the entire energy field of your entire torso now. Let the entire energy field of your liver and your kidneys be restored with light, with healing energy. And let that energy spread on down to all of the feelings in your second chakra. And if there's any tension there and in your lower back, just let it go. No need for that tension or stress. Just breathe into the entire pelvic area and feel that loving light radiating with a peach-colored light there throughout the entire lower torso. Just be present there and be okay. Feel okay. If there's anything you need to release, just let it go. Just let it go and let the energy continue to move into your base root chakra. Sometimes fear can get stored there, so if there's any fear or some old wounds that you need to heal, just send a loving ruby red light to the entire root chakra. And let it be redeemed and completely restored right now. Let all of your entire body now be filled with light and let that light radiate out around you, 6 feet above, 6 feet below, 6 feet to the side, 6 feet in front and back, until you are in a bubble of radiant white light. Where no stress, no fear, no energy can affect you, for you are in perfect white light, the light of peace, the light of your soul, present throughout every single part of this energy field you are in now. And now let's go to that soul light and just know, from that mountaintop where you have been looking down upon your life, that you are in tune with that energy of your soul and can at any time take a breath and go to that place where everything is all right. that place where there is no stress, there is no worry, there is no fear, for everything is all right, right here, right now, in this eternal moment, this presence of the energy of who you are is filled with that light and love that protects you, that walks with you as you journey through life. And let's take a moment to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for this amazing energy that protects me, that gives me the strength to carry on, that allows me to fulfill my life purpose every single day, every single moment. I know I am in that light. I am centered in that light and love. And I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. And know when you're in this wonderful state, my dear friend, that you can be okay, that you can be restored. And now come down from the mountaintop, knowing that you have a purpose, that you are protected, that you can be at peace when you choose to be able to go to that state within, that you have that within yourself always. And knowing that, know that you have the power to navigate all of the challenges of life. That you are not alone on this journey. There are so many others walking this path with you, there to help you. So many angels, so many masters, so many guides, so many fellow travelers. And I bless you and I thank you for being on this path, the path of light and love together here. And we will continue on this journey and move on together as we navigate through the ways we can totally be at peace without stress in our lives. God bless you always.